Tim.
The next item is our proposal for boat ramp funding. We take these applications twice a year. These are federal aid funds, 75% match, that are available for acquisition, development, or renovation of boating access facilities. We ask that the local governments, once they receive these funds, operate and maintain the facilities at their own expense. We received 7 applications requesting approximately $2.7 million in matching funds assistance. We have sufficient federal aid to be able to recommend funding of all 7 applications. So therefore, our recommendation for you this morning is funding for the 7 boating access projects for construction and renovation projects listed in Exhibit A in the amount of $2,689,273 is approved. And we'd be glad to answer any questions.
Good morning. My name is Peter Davidson, the Marina Superintendent for the City of Corpus Christi, and I would like, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, I wish to thank you for your dedicated service to the great state of Texas. The economic benefits to the boating access grant program through the federal government and administered by the Texas Parks and Wildlife has been a tremendous benefit to the city of Corpus Christi. In 2002, we hosted 2 world regattas, and that brought in an economic impact of $4.4 million to the city of Corpus Christi. The 2 boat ramps that we have built through funding through the Parks and Wildlife and the federal government, and the 160 new boat slips that we have built has been a tremendous benefit. In fact, a fellow who puts on international boat shows in the Bahamas saw an article about Corpus Christi and the new dock development that was partly funded by the Parks and Wildlife and the federal government, and the city council has approved an 11-year lease to hold the largest boat show in the water in Texas, which will be in the last week of April of this year. And there will be 400 boats, classic cars, aircraft at the airport. The Parks and Wildlife is participating. It's sponsored by the American Bank of Texas, the Southwest Airlines, Budweiser, Coca-Cola, and the Parks and Wildlife Fisheries Department, the Coast Guard, and Navy will all be presented. So this is a tremendous boost to our economy, and I thank you. This could not have been accomplished without the able administration of Tim Hoxett and Andy Goldblum, who have guided us through the process here in Austin with the Parks and Wildlife Department, and I thank them a great deal for their assistance and perseverance with the grant application process. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your work there. Mr. Trejo?
Thank you, Joe Trejo. I'm Assistant Director, and I echo Peter Davidson's comments, and the great help of Tim Hawks and his staff has really helped us in putting together applications, and specifically the one for downtown and the other ones for Packer Channel, our new Packer Channel project. We have our boat ramp through your previous grant, and we have a primitive road right now that will help improve it and be a great asset. There will be over 80 parking spaces for trucks and trailers, and it'll be fully ADA accessible. So we really thank you, and citizens of Corpus and the entire Coastal Bend area will be using these facilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Trail. Thank you for your work, and I agree with you. They're doing a good job in Tim's shop. Next up on this item, we have Bob Clark, and then David Bell will be ready. Mr. Clark.
Thank you. My name is Bob Clark. I'm director of the Breckenridge Chamber of Commerce and chairman of the Lake Development Committee. And on behalf of the chamber and our partners in this endeavor, West Central Texas Municipal Water District with Mr. Bell. I'd just like to thank you in advance, and I've found that at times like these, the less you say, the better. So thank you very much.
You're a shrewd man, Mr. Clark. You can't improve on yes, can you? Mr. Bell.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, David Bell, General Manager, West Central Texas Municipal Water District, taking the sage advice of our best partner, we thank you in advance for what you're about to vote.
Thank you very much, and good luck with your project there at Brackenridge, and good luck with your boat show in Corpus Christi. And I think that's all we have for the boat access agenda item. Tim, any questions for Tim? Have a motion on this item from Friedkin, second by Ramos. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Good work, Tim.
Thank you. I'd just like to say thanks for as well to Andy Goldblum for his excellent administration in this program area. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Andy, well done. Thanks.